It's time for My Morning Mixtape on 95BFM.
Joining us in the studio today is K2K. K2K is a music producer, event organizer, and DJ who will be joining Swidit and High Hoops this Friday for Royal Flush, a Red Bull event curated by a label called Success. Today she joins me in the studio to share some songs with us all for My Morning Mixtape. How are you going today?
Yeah, I'm good. It's my day off work.
Nice.
So I'm stoked. It's a bit rainy, but
yeah,
it's
the weather is a little bit disappointing. There was a few days there where it was nice and sunny, and now it's gone downhill very quickly.
It really has. That's Auckland.
First of all, you DJed in Wellington for the Wellington iteration of Royal Flush. How was that?
Yeah, it was really good. Like, Swidit did an amazing, amazing set. I don't know if I've seen them before, but really? I was just like, oh my god. These guys are like very good performers.
They are one of my favourite local acts, and I'm excited to see them this weekend.
Yeah, and like High Hoops, like he performs with like a live band now, which is really cool. He used to just do like a solo thing, so like it was a very good show.
Awesome. Yeah, I have seen him with a live band before, and it was really impressive, so that will also be very nice. Okay. Tell us about the songs that you've picked out today. Are they just recent favourites, or are they like favourites from when you first got into this kind of music, or...?
So I picked a real range, like right from one of the tracks that kind of set me off on the path of like house and techno.
Mm-hmm.
Then another track that I discovered recently in Australia that just blew my mind. And then recently I went over to Europe for a little bit, and there were some tracks over there that like really inspired me and set me off on a different path, I guess, altogether. So yeah,
nice.
It's a real mix.
What were you doing over in Europe?
So I went to the south of France to go to an electronic music production course with Laurel Halo.
Awesome.
Yeah, so that was incredible. It was just like in the French Pyrenees, and yeah, there was like a class of 15 people. We were in an old French hotel and just having really wholesome lectures and like going into the mountains and recording streams and stuff like that. So
awesome. That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was good.
Ooh. Tell us about this first track that you're wanting to play.
So this is a track by Gaucho Lustwerk. I guess I was in Vancouver for a summer around 2014, and I just met some new people, went to some new parties, went to like a mood heart party.
Awesome.
And I distinctly like remember this song really like getting me into house music, and I was like, oh.
Was this one that was released on mood heart?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Maybe we'll do some research and then
that'd be good. I can't quite place it.
Some shit I've never seen.
day. Some shit I never sing. She doing some shit I never sing. Uptown, midtown, cross town, downtown. Some shit I never sing. She doing some shit I never sing. Walking home, all alone, lost her mind, lost her phone. Some shit I never sing. She doing some shit I never sing.
I want to ask you about the Disc Woman shows that you were working on earlier in the year.
Yeah, sure.
How was it?
It was probably the most stressful thing I've ever done in my life, but also one of the most rewarding. Like, it all came together and it all worked perfectly, but the amount of preparation, like, leading up to that was a lot. It was, yeah.
I had Emma up on this segment just before those shows. So,
oh, yeah.
And she said that it was, yeah, a lot of work, but definitely worth it.
Yeah, that's the bad summary. Like, it was super rewarding. Like, running the DJ lessons and, like, the panel discussions was really cool. And, like, yeah, I guess the icing on the cake was just the shows. Like, the Auckland Warehouse show just
lots of fun.
Was incredible. Yeah, like, such a good crowd and, like, incredible DJ sets.
Cool. Do you think you'll be working on anything like that in the future?
I mean, I'd love to do more DJ workshops, but it's a lot of work. I know that Emma's been thinking about doing that, so, like, that could be on the cards. But yeah, running a couple of shows over the summer, so yeah, should be announcing those kind of soon.
Awesome. Yeah. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Tell us about this next track that you're wanting to share with us.
So this is by CC Music Factory. It's a track called I Found Love. Recently, or over the summer, I was on tour in Australia and I was at a pizzeria, heard this track, Shazammed it, and I was like, oh my goodness, what a bop. Yeah, I just fell in love with the melody and I closed my Australian Daydreams set with it, and it was just one of the best dance floor vibes I've ever had.
Cool. We'll be right back. So in a second, we're gonna play one of your songs from your EP that came out a few years ago.
Oh, okay.
Have you been working on any music production?
Yeah, I have. Like, after coming back from Europe, I was pretty inspired, so I've been trying some new styles. I've got, I don't know, like 100 unfinished tracks, but like I've just finished a full track for the first time in a while.
That's exciting.
Yeah, I'm stoked. It's faster. It's like 140s, like, pretty pumping, so I'm
cool.
Gonna make some other tracks that are similar vibe and try to get it out early next year.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
Is that usually how you work? You kind of have about like a massive bank of lots of different beats, and then you just like pick your favorite ones and develop on them?
Yeah, essentially. Like, or when I'm working on a track, like I'll play around with so many different elements, and I might find like a cool synth line and be like, that doesn't really fit with this track, but save it as like another track and I can pick that up at another date if I want to. So there's too much to play around with, really.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of work. So
yeah, it takes time.
Tell us about this last track that you've picked out.
So when I was traveling over in Europe recently, I went to Berlin, as you do. Went to a very, very good club night at Berghain. There was there's a Danish label called Kula, which is run by Courtesy, a really sick DJ. And so they were doing like a label night at Zolle. I'm just butchering all these words, but that's like the lower part of Berghain. And so they'd taken over on a Thursday night, and it was just incredible. Like Shaki, the artist who I'm going to play, he did a live set with all of his new tracks, and it just blew my mind. And I was like, oh my god, I'm so inspired now and like need to get into this fast Danish techno.
Great. Yeah. Well, thanks so much for coming up and sharing some songs with me. I'm happy that I got to experience some new music.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's been fun.
Thank you.
was My Morning Mixtape on 95 BFM.